the rest of the story. Senator Steve seemed like such a good guy. For instance, more than a century ago, he was so very concerned for the economic development of his home state of Illinois. He realized that in order for Illinois to grow, it would require major rail service, and thus was conceived that magnificent line of commerce and communication from Chicago to the Gulf of Mexico, the Illinois Central Railroad. Senator Steve's plan was to give the state large portions of federal land to sell in order to raise funds for the new railway. He pushed the plan hard all the way through Congress into the law in September of 1850, and President Millard Fillmore signed the bill. And once the land grant became law, Senator Steve hurried home to convince the Illinois legislature. There were three popular plans for the project. Senator Steve would make certain that the plan he favored was adopted, and it was adopted. And the grand, brand new rail system was on its way to reality. But this is the rest of the story. The charter had been specific regarding how the Illinois Central would reach Chicago. But once inside the city limits, there would be problems. The obviously favorable route of entrance was already owned by another railroad, so Senator Steve went back to work. Assisted by the city's mayor, he planned another route, one which would take the Illinois Central into Chicago along the splendid shoreline of Lake Michigan. One minor difficulty remained. That shoreline property was not owned entirely by the city. In fact, there was a 16-acre access owned privately, one which would have to be purchased if the Illinois Central project were to be completed successfully. The question was, what price should the owner put on this property of his? Well, once he realized how important it was, the answer was $21,320. Oh, you bet that owner came out with a tidy profit. Considering that he had not purchased the land all that long ago, it's been suggested that he had anticipated the Illinois Central venture with profit in mind. But anyway, the ICR did get its fabulous lakefront route into Chicago. It was to be called the most magnificent entrance to any major city anywhere in the world, and everybody lived happily ever after. Especially the former owner of those 16 key acres who had cashed in for tens of thousands of dollars. Now, did I mention that the shrewd real estate investor who had cleaned up in the Illinois Central deal, almost as though he had had inside information, had inside information? The man who got rich by mid-19th century standards by predicting what the government was going to do was himself part of the government. He was railroad planner, Senator Steve himself. Now, your history books will tell you that in the presidential election of 1860, Republican Abraham Lincoln narrowly defeated Senator Steve. The mainline Democratic Party candidate, Senator Stephen A. Douglas. Well, now that you know more about Senator Douglas, now you know that the American voters chose the right man, because you know the rest of the story.